Blog Talk Radio.
You know, oh my God, you guys know what time it is. What's up, freaky people? Oh my goodness. Y'all know I can never start Tuesday off the same. But y'all know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. And you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. You know, we always got to let you know that this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Woo! This week, you guys are going to love this topic, and I want to hear everybody chime in on it. Last week, I got a chance to see one of my good friends. We've been friends, God, a long time. We've been friends since we were children. We actually went to high school together. But it's a guy, and we were having just a general conversation. And, you know, I guess a young lady approached him, and she has someone at home, and she wanted to see his dick. And I'm talking about my friend's dick, and she said she wanted to fuck him, and he was like, okay, no problem. And she doesn't live here, and she said, oh, so you could fuck me and leave? And he's like, yeah, it sucks, you know. And I guess the conversation came up about, you know, how can you just do it? And he's like, okay, because it's a pussy, you want to fuck me, I'll fuck you. I ain't got to have no feelings for you. And, you know, he knows that she's with somebody. So it was one of those things we were talking, you know, I'm just like, wow, you know, you guys really do that. And as we were talking, I asked him, like, how many guys do this? And is this something that he could do with anybody? And, you know, he was like, yeah, he's like, he could do it with anybody. And, you know, and I said, well, what if you were cool with somebody and, you know, you were really good friends? Could you just fuck them and then, you know, continue to be cool with them? And he said, yeah. So tonight's topic is what I call uncommitted sex. You know, most people might would say friends with benefits, but I wouldn't call this a friend with benefit because this is not a regular thing. This is a, I'm fucking you, we know each other, we cool, but after we do it, we're going to act like it never happened. And how do you do that? I want to know how people do it and what is your thoughts on it? Because I couldn't even look this one up. I mean, I just really want to hear because this shit is crazy to me. You know, normally I have a topic and I love going, doing my research. This week I didn't really do it because it was just like really, really on my mind. And like I said, I want to know what you guys think about this because this shit is kind of, I talk about a lot of stuff, but this one was one where I guess hearing guys talk about that or thinking that this is what they do because, you know, as women, we always say, oh, well, men only think what they dig and they don't care what it looks like, you know, kind of came back around to like, wow, you guys, you know, men really can do this. And I want to know, do women do this? You know, are we truly like, you know, I'm going to go and say it like Samantha on Sex and the City. Are there people really out there like that who just want to fuck and don't worry about a relationship, you know, could look at you the next day with a straight face with no problem. But let's talk about that. And if time permits, you guys know you can always go to Ask Ms. V, and that is where any questions that you have, and I've had a couple sent me this week. You know, I'm really loving that you guys are sending in these questions. And with that, you know, I'm going to answer some of the questions that I've been sent. A lot of them people have been, like, asking me, like, face-to-face. You know, I think the more and more I talk to people and they realize that I do educate people on sex, they're asking me, they're getting more comfortable asking me, I should say. So, if time permits, we'll do Ask Miss, you know, we'll go to the Ask Miss V segment where you could answer, ask me any questions and I'll answer them. That's, you can also call in, tweet me. All tweets I don't always see when I'm on the air. Go to the chat room. We're live. Remember, you can always call in and listen to the show at 646-716-8041. And you can listen and you can press the number one and you will get on the air. But I got a special guest for you. Oh, that's right, for Ask Miss V. Well, Ask Miss V, that's A-S-K-M-S-V at thetoylady.com. That's D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. And you could just ask me anything, and I will answer your questions. Tonight I have, oh, my God, I got a chance to talk to her last year. Hi, guests. I see you in the chat room. Welcome to the show. Oh, my God, I got a chance to speak briefly with tonight's guest. She is so sexy. And you guys probably remember her from when she was in the adult industry, but she is also the host of Dow House Radio, the beautiful and the sexy India Morrell. And, you know, she's got some stuff going on right now. And, you know me, I got to get all up in her business. So, you know, I'm going to take her to the V-spot, too. But we're going to have some fun. And we're going to really have just a regular girls conversation. But, you know, I'm going to ask those questions. Type in your questions. Go to the chat room. This is your chance to ask questions. Remember, we're going to always be respectful of any and everybody that's on the show. So please, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't send the question. But, oh, my God, I'm going to have fun with her. And, you know, we're going to sit back and just have a conversation. But I really want to go back to tonight's topic. Have you guys ever just had sex with someone where you said, I don't give a shit? And I'm asking this honestly because is it just a sex thing or is it that the person wanted to fuck you and you said, I'm going to do it? You know, what do you feel about that and how do you handle that? And would you do it? Tonight, I am in a hype mood. I'm going to have lots of fun tonight. I know it seems like I'm a little mellow. I was a little late doing my energy drink. I got a new one, so we're going to see how this works. This is supposed to be all natural. You guys know I'm always into the all natural energy drinks. And this one is called Blue Energy. If you ever have like an all natural energy drink that you want me to try, anything that says it's all natural, you know, let me know. If I can find it, I'll try it. The Blue Energy, this actually is more, tastes more, it's more in the terms like a little bit of Red Bull taste, but we'll see how it does with the kicks in. But this is my fault. I preparing for the show and, you know, had to start that up a little bit late. I did get hyped, though, so I am hyped for you guys. So don't think that I'm not out here. But, oh, my God, you know, I can't wait for India to call in. And then, you know, if you want to stay on top of everything that's going on with me, follow me on Twitter. At Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And make sure you like my Facebook page. That's V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Or you can also friend me on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Yes, you know, I use it for everything. But as in every week, and I mean every week, I'll be doing a live toy demo at the end of the show. And this week's toy, oh, my God, I got this. I got to put this in the mail to a couple of people. And if they're listening, yes, I did not forget you. I had to test this one out. This one, for everybody who loves the Hitachi wand, there are attachments to go to the wand. Oh, my God. And this attachment is the Wand Essentials Tingle Tip. It's the attachment, and right now it's on the homepage of thetoylady.com for $21. All I could tell you is that I use this bitch and a motherfucker squirted. I had to call my other half up. I was like, babe, I fucking squirted with this bitch. I almost tweet. I think I did tweet that I squirted with this shit. This is so fabulous. I'm like loving it. But it's a couple of people want it. I want you guys to sit back, listen to the show, call in with your questions, go to the chat room. Your call-in number is 646-716-8041. You're listening to V's After Dark with your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And I'm just going to have all kind of fun tonight. So I'm going to talk about tonight's topic. And, oh, my God, you guys, I want to hear how you feel about this. My chat room is up and open. I've got people popping in here. I want to welcome all my guests, you know. I want to hear what my guests got to say because I love my chat room people. They always got hype shit to say, and it's like so much fun. But I'm telling you, oh my God. As you can tell, NG Drink can get in. Yes, tonight's topic. This fucking casual sex, uncommitted sex. I don't know. Somebody tell me what the fuck it is because I sell toys. I fuck myself a lot. And my mate fucks me. You know, I'm not into the casual sex thing, you know. I don't like hit it and quit it and all that shit. I'm just not into it. But what do you guys think about this? You know, just like knowing somebody and fucking them. So tell me, what do you think about this? Can you do it? Can you know somebody? And I'm going to say somebody that you've known for a while. Can you know them and then just flat out fuck them? I mean, have bomb-ass fucking sex. I don't mean just, like, stick it in and, you know. I mean, have fucking sex with them. Finish doing what you got to do. And then the next day, look at this person in their face and act like nothing ever happened, even though the shit might have been good. I want to know. Because I'm telling you, this shit is bugging me. I got to hear what people think. Because this is crazy. I want to know what you guys think about it. My opinion is, I'm an emotional person. I don't know if I could do that shit. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, I keep trying to get into that mindset. I could just fuck you and leave you. I don't think I could do it. I think I've been, you know, and I've had too many committed relationships where I just can't do that shit. But, you know, maybe some people are different. I mean, I ain't going to say I think I'm my pussy, but I do, you know, I feel that if I share that with you, and we've gone that far, I kind of want to be with you. You know, I'm not a hit it and quit it type of person. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, this shit is kind of serious. But, you know, I got some big announcements. I've had the most fabulous week. And when I say the most fabulous week, everything is boom, 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 popping, falling into place. It's so many things that's happening. I can't wait to tell you guys all kind of things. We are going to have the one thing I can tell you that's not going to be a secret because that's something that is definitely going to happen. I'm going to have an Exotica announcement. We're finishing up the final things. But for those of you who don't know about Exotica, Exotica is the adult show that travels the entire country. They go to Atlantic City, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Chicago, and they're going back to Edison. Edison originally had been cut out in Edison, New Jersey. It's in October, and I am happy because I did the Atlantic City show. And I'm happy to announce that I will be in Edison, New Jersey. It is official. I will be there. There's going to be a lot of surprises at the Edison show. So for anybody who wants to meet me in person, this is your time to come out. Right now, we have not locked in if Tata Beauty is going to come. I was asked. So Tata Beauty, if you're listening tonight, Exotica did ask if you was coming. I told them I didn't know if you were coming, but we're going to have a great show either way. For those of you who've never seen or never been to Exotica, this is like your one-stop shopping for porn and everything. I mean, you have all of the beautiful and the handsome and the sexy porn stars, and you've got the dungeon and all kind of stuff going on in the dungeon with Mistress C and the whole crew that's over there, and you've got Star Valley, where you've got all of the adult stars, you know, signing autographs and taking pictures with fans, and you've got Miss Exotica, who is there, whomever it is, for that particular city doing their thing, and you've got, you know, the different retailers, you got the different booths, like, I'm going to be there with all my toys, and you've got these other companies that are there, and then you've got the Cam to Cam people and the Clips for Sale, and it's just, like, fabulous. I mean, it's so much fun. I mean, like I said, it's one-stop shopping for, like, everything. You could buy your toys, your lingerie, your whips, your chains, see some porn stars, see some great shows. They have some great seminars. It's just, like, everything. It's, like, one-stop, and it's 3 days of fun, you guys. So much fun. I've never been to Edison, so for those of you who want to tell me where to hang out, I will be there. We're going to have, oh, my God, so much fun. Like I said, it's a lot of announcements coming up, and as everything trickles in, I'll be able to tell you more, but that's one of the things I'm very, very excited about, that today I got the confirmation I will be going to Edison, and hopefully I'll see some people there. So I think that not only am I going to be in Edison, but I'm going to have so much fun, because I just, like, I love being around the people. I'm a East Coaster, and most of my friends are on the West Coast, so this is the one time I get a chance to see West Coast people, and, you know, instead of talking on the phone and texting, I mean, for those of y'all who think that we don't communicate, we do. We on the phone, we're texting, and, you know, it's kind of hard when you're on, like, 3-4 hours apart. But we're going to have fun, and I'm looking so much forward to it. I'm getting ready to do some kick-ass training, because y'all know that I put on some weight over the last few months. But, oh, my God, it's going to be great. And for me, it's going to be fabulous, because that'll be 2 weeks before my marathon, so I'll be, like, really in tip-top shape, and I'll be working hard while I'm there, because I can't really take a break because I got to work out. But it's going to be so much fun. Oh, my God. So you guys want to really listen to that. And tonight's guest, oh, my God, she is so gorgeous. She don't know. Fabulous. And I've had a chance to talk to her before, so I'm, like, loving this. I know you're like, why is she whispering? Why is she whispering? You just don't know. I'm so fucking excited. And it's just, like, so much fun. And like I said, energy drink kicking in, so y'all know bitch ain't got no good sense. Wanted to tell you, again, if this is your first time listening to the show, this is the one show where we cuss, we talk mad shit. If you have virgin ears, this is not the show to listen to. This is where, as they say, this is Bees After Dark, where everyone comes. And that's right. Part of my job is to make you come. At the end of the show, I'm going to be doing that toy demo, and I'm going to tell you. Guys, get your lube out. Do what you got to do. I'm going to be coming hard. This bitch works good. Ladies, I want you to listen, because I'm using the 7-speed wand. And I'm using the attachment that goes on it. And like I said, it takes a lot for me to squirt. This bitch made me squirt. I don't know if I'm going to do it tonight, because if I squirt, then y'all know it's all over. Y'all, the air is going to go dead, because that shit is, like, crazy. It caught me off guard last week, but I'm going to have fun with that. I love doing that. And for those of you who don't know me, I do love coming. Boy, do I love coming. Just don't know. Oh, wow. I got to talk about this topic. I mean, I can't believe you guys are not talking about this topic. I'm shocked. This is one of those times where I'm really, really shocked that people aren't talking. But I want to hear what you guys say, because definitely I'm not playing with nobody. And it's so much fun that I don't know what to do. I really don't. I'm not going to sit here and have dead air, though. Y'all know I'm not. Plus, I can't wait to talk to India. I'm bursting with, like, I want to tell you guys so much. You know what? I guess I would be the one person that they say don't tell me shit, because I'm going to get tortured. And I could tell you that they say, ma'am, did you do it? I'd be like, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did it. Can't keep no damn secrets. So don't tell me your secrets if y'all want nobody to know them, because they're going to torture the hell out of me and they're going to find out. But, wow. I want to know what's going on, people. Hey, guest, welcome. I know you said, what is this bitch talking about? tonight's topic, this casual sex thing, I can't get over it. Really can't get over it. And I need to know, what do people think? But you know what, since no one's talking about tonight's topic, I am going to talk about one of the questions I was sent. I was asked, because someone heard me talking about having sex with your foreplay. Somebody asked me about it. And maybe it's because there's some type of generational gap when people talk. But the question that I had about the foreplay was, Miss V, how can I have foreplay? How can you do foreplay and not have sex? And the answer to that is that it's real easy. I mean, I don't know how old the individual was. They asked me not to mention their name or their sex, but the one thing I can say is that when you talk about foreplay, I always tell people that foreplay could be as something as simple as rubbing a person behind their ear. And to me, you have to know the person that you're with, which means that what may be foreplay to me may not be to somebody else. For me, the one thing that starts off my foreplay is that my mate slapping my ass is his form of foreplay. I know that we're going to be playing around, and I flinch, so he laughs because I anticipate that he's going to hit me because I'm so used to when I see him getting ready to hit me. So when I flinch, he's like, what the hell are you jumping for? I'm like, because I know your ass is going to hit me. You know, I know it's coming. I never know when it's going to happen. But that anticipation is actually foreplay for me. Now, that might not be foreplay for somebody else, and we're not talking about somebody beating me. You know, we're talking about I've got a big ass, and that ass is what attracts him. Another thing that is foreplay to me, I was grocery shopping the other day. He happened to see me in the parking lot of the grocery store. I wasn't looking for him. He wasn't looking for me. Called me on my phone, like, hey, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick up a few things. I had just left the gym, you guys, and I had gotten this fabulous-ass massage. Well, I forgot my bra at home, but I still had to put my clothes on that I was wearing. So the first thing he did, he walks into the store. Mind you, I'm covered. I'm not really hanging out. I don't believe in hanging out a lot. And the first thing he knows, he's like, damn, you always go shopping without a bra on? That shit turned me on. My fucking nipples got hard. He didn't touch me at all. He saw the look in my eyes. He knew what was going on. We didn't see each other the rest of the day, but he made a comment about it. He was like, yeah, I saw that, you know, you kind of perked up when I said that. That's foreplay. Some things, the things that your mate can say to you are foreplay. You don't always have to have sex to have foreplay, people. And to answer the person's question, you know, you have to know what turns you on. I'm a conversation person, so words turn me on. Everybody isn't a word person. Some people are physical people. We have been having pillow fights, and that's foreplay for us. I mean, we do so much. I am very happy that I'm with an individual that it's not always about the hands-on touching me. It's the words. I can send a text message. You know, sometimes foreplay, as much as people frown upon it, we're not going to do the Mr. Wiener guy up in New York thing, we're not going to be. But if you know that the person that you're with, you can text them. I have sent pictures of myself, and he sent pictures of himself to me. We've been together for long enough where I don't have any fear that they're going to be released. If they are, then I guess I'm in trouble. But that's a form of foreplay for us. And we go back and forth, you know, when we can't see each other, we talk dirty to each other. That's foreplay. So the things that people are thinking about, either I'm not understanding why people don't know what foreplay is, or maybe I'm misinterpreting it. But with all that said, I'm going to take a brief break, you guys. I want you to think about tonight's topic. I'm going to, you know, as they say, play something that I love listening to. And hopefully when we come back, I'll have tonight's guest. In the meantime, you're listening to V's After Dark Radio, where everyone comes.
might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a quite a lie.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Talk about sex for now, to the people at home or in the crowd. It keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic,
cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know.
Anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press forward, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ted?
I doubt.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Make any man's eyes pop. She uses his guys to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. So she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note. The last night was so, 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 so.
Take it easy now.
You don't make love.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and
you
me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things
that may be.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. A little bit. Let's talk about sex.
Cinderella, cut it up one time. What we have here is subject to controversy. A three-letter word, some regard as a courtesy. He may fiend and have a wet dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. When men react like that, it's biological. The demon getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it, and she gives them rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condom.
Hey.
Oh, well, you say, what the hell? It's chill. I won't get got. I'm on the pill until the sword pours and stuff pours down your drawers. He gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
Yours. Yours.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, everybody. Oh, caught me a little bit off guard. I was feeling that song and, you know, not quite paying attention. Tonight's topic, casual sex, uncommitted sex, however you want to call it. I want to know what you guys think about it. You know, tonight I've got that beautiful, sexy ass India Morrell calling in. And you know what? I'm going to have so much fun because it's going to be all on and popping. And, you know, I'm going to ask her some questions that you guys want to know. So, I know you say, this bitch is really calm tonight. You're right. I'm really calm as hell. But, Angie drinks should kick in a minute. If not, I got a Red Bull. When all else fails, I got me a Red Bull to kick it up. But, tell me what you think, guys. I've been checking the emails, checking the tweets, you know. Let me know, because this is one of those topics. This ain't no joke, you know. And how many people are actually having this type of sex? And is this the norm? And am I missing something? You know, tell me what's really going on, because all I know is that I don't understand. I don't understand it. Maybe it's something, you know, I don't know if that movie Friends with Benefits did it, but they even got an attachment in that movie. So, you know, I really can't say that it's not committed sex. I will say that, you know, having that conversation, like I said, this is a good friend of mine. We've been friends for a while. We don't see each other as much as we would like to see each other, but this is one of my good friends. And to just hear a guy come on and say that, and I don't know if maybe it's because I have this show where a lot of people are more comfortable talking about it, where I guess this conversation may not have occurred if I didn't have this show and I didn't sell toys. But I'm curious, you know, is this a generational thing? Is this something that I'm missing? Is this something that's always been happening? And what do you think about it? Because, you know, are people saying that, hey, I can know somebody, you know, basically what I want to know, I mean, if you're saying that you can know somebody and you can fuck them and look at them the next day and y'all be cool and that's it, cool. But, you know, what if this was your boss? I mean, could you go and have sex with your boss and come to work the next day and act like nothing happened? Could you fuck, wow, could you fuck the mailman? You know, I guess I had to go there. Could you do the mailman? Could you do one of your neighbors? I mean, let's say one of your neighbors had a woman at home or a man at home. Could you fuck them and look at their mate in their face and, you know, and look at the other person? I mean, like I said, this is some deep shit, you know, and I'm actually curious about it. Because this is something that I didn't anticipate. Definitely not from this individual. Like I said, we've been friends for a while, and, you know, the conversation came up, and I'm just, as they say, I'm floored. I am so floored. I don't even know how to deal with it. That's how floored I am. And I'm curious as hell because I don't know. Is this what people do? Is this how they do it? What's really going on? You know, my thought on it is I don't think I could do it. You know, I just don't think I could, but could you do it? I want to hear what you guys got to say. You got to call 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. I really want to know what people think about this. You know, we're still waiting on our guests to call in. I do know that we have, like, a lot of scheduling stuff going on with people. So this is one of the things, you know, I tell everybody, I'm always patient. I love that the fact y'all got me for 2 hours, and believe me, that's why I have a show topic, and that's why I tell people, if you want to hear somebody run their mouth for 2 hours, come on, baby, because that's me. I can do it with no problem. But to top everything else off, I could do so much other things for 2 hours, but I could talk y'all ear off. Let's get it clear. I could talk your ear off for 2 fucking hours. And have fun with it, because I love talking about sex. My question is, what do you guys want to do? We got a little bit of time here. Talk to me. I got guests in the chat room, and let's talk about, you know what, while I'm waiting, because until somebody explains this to me, I'm going to be going crazy with tonight's topic. I want to talk about these new toys. I got some new toys. And I know you guys say, we knew the bitch was going to talk about it. You're damn right. There's a award show coming up called The Sex Awards. I kid you not. It's called The Sex Awards. And I went to their website because I wanted to see, you know, what was going on. And a few of my friends are being nominated for different awards. So naturally, I had to go on and click the nominate. For those of you who love the porn industry, let's rephrase it. For those of you who love the adult industry, go on there, pick the, you know, as a fan, you could vote for these different people. Nominations are still open. It's called thesexawards.com. But you also get to vote for toys, and they've got a whole list of toys. Well, I had to go and test some of these toys. Some of these toys are already some of my favorites. I already have them in my possession, so I've done demo on them. And some of them I didn't already have. So I got a few of the toys. Last week I demoed one of the toys that was on there. It was the G-Spot. Oh, my God, that damn thing. It was the one that's turquoise that's on there. I can't remember the exact name. Oh, but that bitch, that hit a spot. And then I went somewhere since. I was like, okay, I got to get this. They got another one that's like a rechargeable bullet. I was like, oh, this bitch is bad. Got that, too. That bitch is bad. They got one that actually sucks your pussy. It can suck your dick, too. But I guess it could. I didn't see the thing on there for sucking a dick. But this one, it's like a clit and titty sucker. Oh, my God. I'm still working on that one before I bring it on the air because I got to get that suction right. I think maybe I needed some stronger batteries. But that one, that worked good. Maybe because I got a big-ass fucking clit, it just didn't suck the way I wanted it to. But it did work because I was like, oh, I could do this, too. It was so many toys. I think I'm like in toy fucking heaven right now. I'm going to be like the toy reviewing bitch. But in the meantime, I got some other ones because people were talking about these attachments for the wand. And, oh, my God, I was loving the wand. When I say, anybody who knows me, I love my wand. For those of y'all who don't know what the wand is, it's better known as the Hitachi. And I use my Hitachi all the time. I have the original Hitachi. I have the 7-speed wand. The plugs into the wall. I also have the rechargeable 7-speed wand. I have the Lilo wand. So I am like the wand queen. I love these fucking wands, you know. So when I tell people that I really go into it, it's one of those things that I love my toys. And that's why I tell everybody I really earned my name, the Toy Lady, and I'm an educator. So how can I tell people how to use these toys if I don't know them myself? So I really love, when I say I love it, I love, love, love this. I just like love it so much. I don't know what to do because they're like some of the best ass fucking toys. Damn, my Twitter is blowing the fuck up right now, you guys. I guess everybody's talking about me being on the air. But, oh, these toys are so fabulous. Damn. You know, if it weren't for the fact that I know I could not do this show, I would do the toy demo first. But bitch would be coming all night long and I would never get anything done other than coming on the air. So that's why I don't do it. But definitely remember, for all the toys, you know, as they say, I'm going to do some shameless promoting. For those of you who want toys, go to the website, thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. If there is a toy that you don't see, there is a little tab at the top to say Ask Miss V. We don't do Contact Us at V's After Dark. We say Ask Miss V. The reason why we say Ask Miss V, because any questions that come through are going to come to Miss V. Therefore, you're not contacting a whole group of people. I do have people who work with me that do check that email, but Ask Miss V comes to me. If it's something that, especially when it comes down to toys, I am the toy guru. I can find a toy that nobody else can find. So unless it's something like, where's Miss V going to be? Ask Miss V. There's a number of questions you could ask. You could ask about a toy that you don't see on the site. The site was just recently rebuilt. So a lot of toys and a lot of laundry and a lot of products are not up there that people are used to seeing. They will be slowly but surely filled back in as the site gets back up and populated. Those will be there. A whole lot of lingerie will be back added on. Started with the small stuff just to get a feel for what people were looking for. when you ask Ms. V, to go back to what I said, when you ask Ms. V, you're really asking Ms. V. You could ask about public appearances, because I do have public appearances in different cities throughout the country. We're actually going to start posting them in a few months. Probably within the next month or so, there's going to be a page that says where I'm going to be on what given day in what city, something that you know, we're currently working on. It's still behind the scenes because we have to get the logistics and everything down for that. But the fact that you can ask a person, a computer is not going to answer you. One of the questions, I think Heather Hunter has a toy out there. That's one of the toys I haven't been able to locate. So, Heather, if you're listening, tell me where I can get your toy, because everybody wants this damn thing. I can't find it. But when it comes down to, like, the different machines, like, there are machines that will fuck you. And I'm actually going to probably put the fuck machine on there just because so many people wants it. And this is, like, $1,100. But for the people who are really seriously into their toys, this one, I'm not going to lie, this is one of the toys I have not went and got yet. You know, I do have a couple of friends who have it. I just have not used it yet. I'm scared of it. I'm scared that I'm going to come more than I normally do. But I will tell you that I've had a chance to see the toys. I've had a chance to be around the toys. And like I said, I get a chance to test the toys. So when you, you know, there's a saying, I'm not just the owner, I'm a customer. Well, I'm not just the owner. I am truly the owner of the company, and I'm a customer. While you guys are blowing up my Twitter tonight, you know, I'm trying to answer questions, be chill, be back, you know, shit. I guess it's a good thing that I can multitask, because I'd be in trouble. Ooh. Now, so y'all know, this is when you know the I'm going through one of my things, because I got to pause and look. Or as they say, I'm getting a little mature over here. But get back to this. I want to know, where is India at? You know, we kind of conversated a little bit earlier, so I'm waiting on her. But definitely can't wait. And while I'm waiting on her, you know I got to act a fool. Y'all know I got to act a fool. So, with me acting a fool, next week, ladies, if you're listening, I know you've been hearing all these women being on here, and you're like, damn, bitch, when are we going to get a dick? Next week, I got the East Coast Sensation, Lil Freaky. Now, I have interviewed a lot of people, but this is one of the most elusive guests that I've had. Normally, I can find pictures of anybody. Well, pictures of them by itself. All I can say is that his dick goes on a lot of women. But I'm going to have him on the show, and we're going to have some fun next week because, you know, ain't nothing, you know, I guess an elusive man is like an elusive woman. I want to know what's going on, you know, and I can tell you that definitely I want to know how and where and what's going on with all of this. So my thing is, wow, you know, well, you got a lot of people. Damn, Twitter is blowing up tonight. I need to get up off of that because my mind is going. I got to apologize. My guest, I'm definitely going to apologize to you. You know, I'm up in the chat room. I know you can hear me. I need to know what's going on with everybody, because I like having so much fun. And y'all, you guys know that I don't have no good sense at all. None at all. And if you ever see me, you know that I can be one of the craziest people in the world. And that I act so damn silly that I don't always know what to say or what's going to come out my mouth or whatever. I'm just like that. But, wow. Okay. I'm not going to bore myself. and I'm not getting ready to lose my mind. But what I am going to do is have some fun. And I'm going to make some people come. What is the one spot on your body that will make you just scream? Come on, people. I know you got that one spot. I'm going to tell you my one spot. The one spot that people would never think that would make me scream is my neck. When my man, like, just blows on my neck or starts kissing on my neck, I lose my mind like I'm about 10 years old. I'm like, oh, shit, damn. Don't have sex, but shit, hit my neck. It be on and popping. And he just hits that spot. And we have so much fun. And I think he does on purpose because he'll do that and then start back watching fucking TV. I mean, that's how crazy that shit is. He'll be like, he'll reach over, grab me, kiss on my neck. Knowing I'm hot and bothered and I'm trying not to touch him. Let me go flick the damn channel back to ESPN. Was that show, pardon the interruption. You know, it's like, damn. Okay. So what's that spot that gets you where you could, what's that spot that you could be touched that will make you, guys, shoot a load, ladies, that will make you just wet in your panties? Like I done told you, mine is my neck. That is the one spot. And then, next question, pleasure or pain? I mean, what will get you going? Pleasure or pain? Because we all got those different little spots. And it's always great to know. While, you know, I'm having a moment. Or a few moments. But you know what? I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Because I'm sure that the guests up in the chat room are like, bitch, shut up. But you know what? We're going to have some fun. Because we're getting ready to get real hyped. And to get hyped, let's do something, you know. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. I ain't going to play what I was playing before I got on the air. But since we're talking about this loose sex and all this shit, I'm going to play something that a lot of people could probably relate to. A little bit of Pussy Control.
Gentlemen, boys, and motherfucking girls, this is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm here to rock your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain, Pussy Control. In a schoolyard, a little girl skipping rope with a friend. A tisk kid, a task, and no lunch in her basket. Your school books for the fight she would be in one day over this hoodie. She got beat for some clothes and a rep. With a chin up, she stole it. Oh, you all smoked it. When I'm rich on your neck, I will step. Best step she did to the straight A's. Then college, the master degree. She hired the heifers that jumped her and made every one of them work for free. No, why? So, what if my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. She said mama didn't tell them what she told me. Girl, you need Pussy Control. Bank in her pockets before she got dick in her drawers. His brother didn't have good and plenty of his own. In love, pussy never did fall. And this fool named Trick wanna stick her. Talking more shit than a bitch about how you gonna make pussy a star if she come a sing a lick on his head. Pussy said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You can go platinum four times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody, wanna hear that. Cause if somebody here don't wanna know, boy, you better act like you understand when you roll with Pussy Control.
I need another piece of your ear. I wanna hip you all to the reason I'm known as a player of the year. Cause I met this girl named Pussy at the club in a national bar. She was rolling four deep, three sisters and a weepy-eyed white girl driving her home. I pulled up right beside her and my electric top went down. I said, motherfucker, I know your reputation and I'm astounded that you're here. I fear you're lonely and you want to know. A 12 o'clock straight up nigga that don't give a shit that you're pussy control. Well, I'm that nigga, at least I wanna be, but it's gonna be hard as hell. Keep my mind off a body that will make every rich man want to sell, sell, sell. Can I tell you what I'm thinking that you already know? You need a motherfucker that respects your name. Now say it, pussy control. And the more that this motherfucker is, ladies, make them act like they know. You are, was, and always will be pussy control. Peace. Wow. Say what? Oh no, don't you think about calling her a hoe. Juvenile delinquent. Best sit your ass down. Talking about pussy control.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Over by the floor.
a third time.
Tomatoes, roots, vegetables, and potatoes.
Girl, you look so sexy, doing a damn thing that I want.
Put you in the kitchen,
oh,
on the balcony, put you on the counter, by the butter,
right by the butter roll.
Oh my God, I had to take a little bit of a break. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and we're going into our second hour, and we're getting ready to have some fun. Tonight's guest is supposed to be the Miss Sexy Indian Maril. We're just waiting on her to give us a call. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about tonight's topic, the casual sex thing, friends with benefits, however you guys want to call it. Somebody just please explain it to me because I don't understand it. But while we're waiting, you know, let me know. What do you really think about this? I mean, like I've given my opinion. And at the end of the day, everybody has their own opinion on how they deal with this and how they handle it. You know, all I want to know is educate me. I'm always educating people. Educate me on this. But, you know, I'm going to talk about a few topics that we've had in the past because sometimes, you know, we got to go backwards before we could go forward sometimes. And one of the topics that, you know, I've had before is fresh pussy. Yeah, I'm back on. And this was actually last week. Fresh pussy. And actually, I've learned even more about fresh pussy. So I could talk about this one real easy because fresh pussy is something that I hope it would be a problem with a lot of people, not just me. And, you know, and I say that honestly just because nobody wants to be around a stank cat. And I've been reading up on it. I've been trying to figure out the different ways to do it. You know, is there a way to do it? Is it myth or is it fact? Research in the past couple of weeks has shown that actually it is fact that drinking pineapple juice will help your cat be clean. And not clean, fresh. It's supposed to give it a better taste, better smell. And I'm like, let's do this. You know, so I've been drinking pineapple juice for the past week. I like pineapple juice, so it's a good thing for me. It's really easy for me to do. And I tell everybody, you know, since it's not something that I'm forced to do, maybe it's because it's not unusual. I already have pineapple juice and stuff in there. But I was reading up on ladies how to be clean, you know, and douching is not really recommended, even though you hear people say, girl, you better get a douche, better clean that pussy out. Pussy, cat, cunt, whatever you want to call it, you know, clean it. Okay, actually, when ladies have their monthly cycle, that is your body's way of cleaning, believe it or not. And I already knew that. So I'm not saying something that, oh, well, all of a sudden I just found this out. I did not just find this out. This is something I had always known. But, you know, a lot of men go down, you know, as I tell them, have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with me, baby, because that's what I love. But nobody wants to go down there if it's smelling bad. And, you know, I talk about it being hot outside and, you know, you guys hear me joke a lot about, oh, well, it's hot outside, clean it out. I don't really care if it's hot or if it's cold outside, you know. Always have it clean, you know. Ladies, we know how we smell. Know what, you know, is going on with us. And definitely always we're talking about us and the things that we do and how we do things. So I always tell people that if you don't know how you smell or how you want to smell or how you should be smelling, then this is when you need to kind of check yourself. And I tell people, learn you more so. Men, same with you. You know, don't nobody want to be with no stinky-ass fucking dick. I'm just going to call it the way it is. I would never want to be with a man who didn't know how to take a shower, didn't know how to wash up. And I'm not even talking about for going down purposes. I'm talking about period, you know. That is not attractive to me. I know in some cultures, the funkier you smell, the more attractive it is. Okay, I'm going to tell you, me personally, I don't like the smell of funk. I can't stand it. Maybe it's because when I was pregnant with my children, and yes, everybody, I used to be married. I was married to my children's father, but when I was pregnant, and this actually started when I was pregnant with my son, and it happened again with my daughter, that when my ex-husband, he played basketball, we were both athletes, you know. I don't know if he's still an athlete. I know I'm still an athlete. But he would go to the gym. And as I got farther along in my pregnancy, different things bothered me. And if he did not take a shower at the gym and came home, I would throw up literally when he would walk in the door. He would walk in and he could not make it through the front door, and I'm running, throwing up. So it's that smell of funk that just turns me off, and I've been like that for over 20 years now, and it doesn't grow on me. So, men, clean your shit. You know, some women say, oh, I love this smell. Your man smell when he sweat. Okay, if you sweating and you got to come near me, take a shower first. I'm not going to throw up like I did when I was pregnant, but I'm definitely not going to deal with that smell. It's something that's not a turn on for me. It's actually a turn off because I like a man who smells good. Maybe, you know, the person I'm with has gotten me spoiled because he wears the nicer colognes, you know, and he really keeps himself going, you know. I never have to worry if I'm going to find something that I don't want because he's always keeping it clean. So since he's got me spoiled with that, I expect it, you know. If I walk down the street, if I could smell a guy, I'm like, oh, my God, he stinks. And I go to the gym, and I'm telling you, I can smell a funky person a mile away. I could be on the treadmill, and I'm like, oh, that motherfucker is funky. And ladies, a lot of us work out. Everybody doesn't work out. A lot of us work out. Come on, baby. Ladies, you know good and damn well when you go to the gym, just because everybody is sweaty and funky up in the gym does not mean that your ass got to be one of them. What I'm going to tell you is, like I've said numerous times and over again, wash your ass before you go to the gym. I wash my ass. This is what I pride myself on. I go to the gym. No, I'm not trying to look like some beauty queen or whatever, but what I will tell you is that when I go to the gym, I make sure that, as they say, what do they call them, whole baths, where you stand there in the sink and you hit them three spots, the front, the back, and the face. My pussy, my ass, and my face are always washed. Period. I hit my underarms. So, no, bam, 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 four spots. Pussy, ass, under my arms, and my face. I'm clean. And I throw some deodorant on. And I do that before I go to the gym just because as much as I'm going to be sweating, I don't want nobody smelling that. So hygiene, you know, funky pussy and all that, got to talk about it. Got to really stay on it. And, you know, I want to hear what you guys think. You guys are so quiet tonight. I don't know. Is it a holiday and nobody told me? I got a caller calling in. Let me see what's going on. I think this might be one of my former guests. And then they hung up. Ain't this a bitch? Okay, wrong number. I'm sorry, caller. I put you on blast. I'll get back to you. But it looked like one of my former guests. Can't always tell with these numbers, but it looked like a former guest had just called in. But funky ass pussy and ass. You know, let's take care of that shit, people. I would say do a douche. Doctors don't recommend it. But even if you don't do a douche, Learn what soap and water is. Oh, and find out if your mate is allergic. I ain't gonna lie. You know, a lot of people are allergic to so many things nowadays. And, you know, since I'm on my education kick, you know, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to educate you people. When it comes down to your sex life, you know, I don't care if you are 98 pounds or 900 pounds. You know, there is a true saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But what I can tell you, smell is in the person who's smelling you. And we have to take care of ourselves and find out what makes us sexy. I know what makes me sexy, and everybody has a different form of sexy. And when I talk about what is sexy, you know, I'm going to give you a few examples, and these are all personal examples, but these are things that may be sexy to other people. A few years ago, I was dating a guy, and I won't say what his profession was, but he was attracted to me. We met in a setting that wasn't your normal setting of meeting people, but can't get into that. But where we met at, we had to deal with each other for a couple of hours. And this was our first meeting. We had no choice. We had to deal with each other. And he told, you know, we talked, and I gave him my business card, and he called me like a few days later and asked me to lunch, and we talked, and we became friends. But then he told me what attracted him to me was my feet. I was dressed in a very nice business suit. I had on a pair of peep-toe shoes. I keep my feet. I keep a pedicure, you know, and if they're not pedicured, my feet are painted. I just don't believe in it. But he just really loved feet, and he said he had never been attracted to feet until he saw me in those peep-toe shoes. I wasn't looking for a man that day. I was actually taking care of some serious business. But, you know, it went on. That's what he was attracted to. Now, I know when I see a man, I will look at a man twice who's in a three-piece suit before I look at the person who's wearing the saggy jeans. And with that, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of a break, real, real little, and I'm going to talk to my caller for a minute, and then we're going to come back on. Actually, I'm going to just take the caller. Oh, got a couple of callers. Let me take the first caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Ms. V. How you doing tonight?
Okay, hello. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good yourself. I just called in.
Is this who I think it is? I know this voice,
yeah.
Don't I? Hey, Ross!
Yeah.
What's up,
hey,
baby?
What's up, Lo? How are you?
I'm all right.
It's been a minute.
I talked to you.
I've been catching short bits and pieces. I started a new job, and that's why I hadn't been on the phone, but it's starting to get a little better now. So, yeah, that's what's been up. But how you been?
I've been doing fabulous. I got all these announcements coming up. You know, you got to really listen to the show, because in the next few weeks, I got some big announcements. Seriously. Y'all
going to be
in more places all over the country. That's the little hint I could give y'all. The one thing I did tell everybody, I will be in Edison, New Jersey in October. I'll be doing Exotica. We've got some other things going on, but we locked in. I will be there in October. So what's been going on? Did you hear tonight's topic? I want to know your opinion, because since I got you on the air and, you know, we got some free time going on, what do you think about tonight's topic? And actually, I've got another caller. I got men calling in. See, I want y'all to all chime in. So do you mind if I put you on hold for just a second? Because I want this other caller. Actually, I'm going to leave you on the line, but I want you to think about this. Tonight's topic, one of my friends, he's a guy, told me that he could fuck a woman and look at her the next day with no problem and act like he never fucked her, and they would both be cool. I want you to think about it. Let me know what you think about that. I want to hear the men on this. I've been talking about this. I call it, you know, some people call it friends with benefits. I want to know what people think about this, because it's really flooring me right now. But I'm going to take this other caller. Actually, you're going to be on the air with this caller. I kind of know who this is. I think this is my if this is Mr. Satisfaction, I'm going to be tripping.
Uh-oh.
You know what? He was one of my former guests, and he is a wild thing. He is crazy. So let me see if this is him, because I know he's going to have some stuff to say, too.
Okay.
Is this Mr. Satisfaction? Hello.
Is this such a satisfaction?
Oh my God. What's up, baby?
What's up?
Did you get tonight's show topic? I got Ross on the line with you, so you all three of y'all, we like doing a party line tonight. So.
Hey, what's going on, Ross?
What's up?
For those of you who don't know, this is Mr. Satisfaction. He's like an adult film star. He's known for never showing his face on camera, but he shows his dick all the time. You know what? It's bad because I don't even know what the fuck he looks like, so I'm like really pissed because he wouldn't even give me any pictures to tell me what he looked like. So y'all know, I'm putting him on Front Street on national radio. He won't even let me know what the fuck he looked like, so all I was allowed to see was a dick pic too. You know, I think that kind of sucked when I'm interviewing. Like, yeah. Don't just suck, Ross.
But like, well, I got an announcement for that. For Exotica Edison, I may let y'all with that.
You know what? Mr. Satisfaction, let's talk about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic, I don't know if you heard it yet. I'm ignoring you on that. Tonight's topic, one of my friends, and I got Ross on the line also. This is one of my loyal listeners. One of my friends, I've known him like 20 plus years, was talking to me last week, and he said that it all came up. This young lady wanted to see a picture of his dick. She doesn't live in the same state, and she wants to fuck him. And she asked him, could you fuck me and not have any feelings for me? And he told her, yeah, he could fuck her and look at her the next day with no problem. Granted, this chick has a man. And my question is, can you guys really do it? Because like I've been saying all night, I couldn't see having sex with someone and the next morning waking up or seeing them and not having no type of feelings and acting like nothing happened. That's just not my personality. I'm a very emotional person, and maybe I do think with my pussy or something, but I don't know. I want to hear what you guys think about this, because this shit is kind of crazy to me.
Don't
speak from the point that you're a porn star, because I know that that's just work for y'all. I'm talking about something that's not work.
That's business. You know, when it comes to like, you know, just like, you know, everyday type thing, it's like, I don't know, like, you could do it, but it depends on the person and it depends on you, because you really can't say that that's what's going to happen per person, because you never know, because there's a lot of us who said, you know, yeah, you know, females and females, yeah, you know, shoot, yeah, we could do, you know, friends benefits, no problem, you know, we'll never ever have to, you know, think about that person on an everyday basis, we'll catch their emotions, you know, but then all of a sudden, you break that contract, sometimes it's like a few seconds right after, you know, as soon as each y'all get that nut, you're like, oh, shit, damn, I'm feeling the type of way, you know, but each person hides it. Now, your boy, he may think, you know, he may say that, you know, he can just turn around and do that, something like that, but it could be that he's just a great hider of his emotion to where that he's not showing it. He may be digging that female, but he may say, no, you know, I don't want to show it because, you know, I don't want to seem like a weakness, or I don't want it to seem like I went against what I said would happen. You know, because a lot of people out there will go on Front Street just so that way, you know, they can just try to prove a point. You know, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you may prove, you know, you may go on Front Street with everybody else, but you yourself know the truth. You know, and that's going to eat them up more than anything else.
Well, Ross, what you think about this? Like I said, I'm curious as hell. Since he brought this to me and I told him, I was like, you know, I'm going to talk about this show on my show. And he just looked at me. He's like, I know, because I'm not mentioning his name or anything. But, you know, I'm curious because, like I said, my damn pussy talks a lot for me. You know, bitch fuck a guy, be like, oh, damn. Now, I will say, if it's bad sex, let me get this clear. If it's some whacked ass dick, bitch ain't going to have no feelings. I'd be like, okay, let me go have a damn V8. You know, I'm like Whitney Houston and Waiting to Exhale. Like, damn, I could have had a fucking V8 because that shit ain't kicking.
Wow.
Hell yeah. I mean, if it's a whack dick, now I will walk away from a whack dick and I look at you, yeah, we cool. You know, I never fuck your ass again, but we cool. Now, I can look at that person in the face because I know I would never fuck them again. You know, the dick wasn't good. So I should rephrase that. If it's a bad dick, I can easily look at them in the face and never worry about fucking them again. You know, if a man don't eat pussy, he could worry about never fucking me again. Because I'm going to look at him the next day like, whatever, bitch, you didn't do your job. You know, I don't care how bomb the dick is. Motherfucker, if you don't eat pussy, it's a wrap. You know, so I will say that. But just to be with somebody and then say the next day I can't do that, you know that, oh, I'm cool with you. If I done had bomb-ass fucking sex, hell no, I'm not going to look at you and be like, hey, we cool? Fist pump and all that shit? No. But Ross, what you think?
I'm going to tell you like this, and this is me from experience. A wank fuck, I can't lie. I don't call them back. Delete, flat out. I don't call them back. But if it's somebody who, quite frankly, is a good fuck, I'm going to be real with you. I may not have the emotional attachment right away, but yeah, I'm going to call you back, flat out. I'm going to call you back. I'm serious. I'm going to call you back. We'll talk about whatever, but what I do is, like, I try to be, if anything, I try to be cool and I try to be friends with you, but I'm not going to act like it never happened. I think that's whack, too, you know? You know, I mean, you want to be cool with them because, quite frankly, hell, I mean, if y'all both, you know, enjoyed the experience, you're going to want to go down again. I mean, I have yet to have a true one-night stand where it's gone down one time and it's never happened again. So me personally, hey, you good.
Okay, I've had where it's never happened again, but like I said, it was all bad fucks. And I know
if it's bad, I'm not gonna call you back. And I'm with you too at that point. Hey, if they don't do head, I can't fuck with you flat out. I mean, I'm gonna be real with you. Hell, we grown. We ain't no damn teenagers, so I do grown fucks. I don't do no damn puppy love fucks. I don't get down with that. We grown, let's be grown. For real.
Okay, Mr. Satisfaction. You know, for everybody who's listening, you know, this is like an impromptu chat room chat tonight. You know, I don't know what happened to my guest. I'm going to figure that she probably got busy at work or something, so I'm not going to, you know, my assumption is when we talked earlier that everything was on, so I'm going to probably have to reschedule her. But in the meantime, you know, we're having this conversation because, remember, I always have a topic every week. I don't come into any show without a topic. So, Mr. Satisfaction, what you know, I want to know. Like I said, you're a porn star, so really I want to hear your perspective because you already fuck for a living, you know, and then how do you have a fucking – I mean, and then let's say I don't know who you fuck because, like I said – but let's say that it was somebody that you did on screen, and, you know, this was work. This was business. But then this person off screen, maybe y'all was going at it good on screen, and you was like, shit, I got to finish getting this next nut off.
that has happened, yeah.
You know, I'm just asking, you know, could you do that? And then you'd be like, yeah, we cool, fist pump that person. You know, maybe that's still, like, work, but I don't know because, like I said, I don't work in the adult industry. You know, maybe y'all don't always get off. I don't know how the shit go there. But in your personal life, I mean, first of all, you probably have it going on different because you are an adult star. How do the chicks that meet you or your relationship deal with you being an adult star? You know, and then have you fucked the chick she found out you was an adult star and then said, hell no, I can't fuck with that no more?
Nah, it's like everything is like a Bruce Wayne Batman type thing, you know. It's like, you know,
did you just say a fucking Batman? Like you fucking Bruce Wayne in the daytime and nobody knows the fuck you are, and you damn Batman at night? Did you just say that shit?
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly, damn. You know, because you know you got to put a separation when it comes, you know, when it comes to, you know, when different aspect of your life and stuff like that. A lot of times, you know, because you got a lot of people they can't handle and stuff like that, but they willing to take the benefits.
So are you
and
telling me that I could be dating a motherfucking porn star not knowing it because this motherfucker wouldn't want me to know? Is that what you're telling me?
A lot of people are.
That explains why I keep calling them back.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you know, it's like you can catch that, you know, that quick feel, like, all right, you know, yeah, you know, then, you know, that shit was good. You know, I want some more, so like that. You know, you don't even have to develop it on an emotional like it. You could develop it on the emotion of, you know, liking what was done and stuff and keep it to that. You know, but like when it comes, you know, like we said, like when it comes down to, you know, oh, you know, acting like nothing happened the next day, like, that's kind of fooling, like, you know, like, because no matter what,
even
the
satisfaction, do you wake up with anybody the next day? I mean, shit, you a damn porn star. Do you wake up in somebody's arms the next morning?
What was that?
Damn.
What was that? I didn't hear that.
Your ass is a fucking porn star. Do you even wake up next to anybody the next morning? I mean, shit.
Nah, I separated myself from that right there. Yeah. Well, but that's on some other stuff.
Damn.
You know, but it's like, at the end of the day, though, it's like, you know, you got to be true to you. It's like that, you know, because, you know, if you lie to yourself, you know, you don't lie to anybody else. If you lie to everybody else, you lie to yourself. You know, the type of person is like, you know, if you have that attachment, you know, you're going to have it. You know, even if it's bad, if you're like that, you're still going to be like, ah, you know, yeah, that was bad. You're going to be thinking about it. You can't even put it out your mind, because that's an experience that you have to learn from. Like, yo, now, I don't want that again. You know, what's good, it's going to be on your mind, too. Like, damn, yo, but at least you won't call that person back. You know, you gonna at least let them know, like, yo, you know what? Yo, that session yesterday, yo, let's do this tomorrow, let's do this next week, and so forth. You know, because, like, there's no way that you can ever get something good, as long as, you know, always, like, put it out your mind. And that's like you eating, like, a nice-ass burger. You tell me you're not gonna go back to that burger joint, or you eating some nice-ass sushi. You're not gonna go back to that sushi joint? Nah. Can't act like it's not gonna, you know, like it didn't happen. If you always gonna have that mental note in your head, then you're always gonna be reliving that.
So y'all educating me tonight. Y'all are educating me, because I was, you know, like I said, we had the conversation, and this my boy, and like I don't know if you guys heard earlier, but I think because of me having this show and me being a sex educator, a lot of people feel comfortable, like, having these conversations. I think that if this was back in the day before I started educating people on sexual stuff, I don't think he would have had this conversation with me. But it came up because he was telling me about the chick, and I was like, damn, you know. You know what? I don't know if it's because guys feel they can speak to me now, because they figure I can handle anything when it comes down to sex. So a lot of people who normally wouldn't be talking about sex to me have been having conversations about sex. You know.
You said that he said that the girl was in another state.
Yeah, I guess they used to be in the same state together. She's always had a man, and apparently she's wanted him for a while. And if she's listening, and she knows who I'm talking about, because I think she's actually called into my show before. But when me and him were talking, we were out having coffee, so I was at the coffee shop, and we were having this conversation at the coffee shop. Yeah, I hang out at coffee shops, you guys. But when he was telling me about it, he was talking about it, and I think he said that she's called into my show before, because she had asked me a question. I had to rewind my memory of who may have called in and asked, but apparently she's been attracted to him for a while. And she's always had a mate. And she's wanted him, but he's refrained from doing her. But when she asked him, apparently she heard that he had a big dick or something. You know, I don't know who been talking about his dick. But whoever it is, somebody said something about him having a big dick, and she wanted to see a picture of it. She saw it and was like, damn, I want that. Because he was like, here's a damn dick pic. You know, I don't know why the fuck you men so comfortable lately texting y'all fucking dicks over to people, you know. Fucking Wiener got everybody texting their dick. I mean, it's more fucking dick texting right now than anything. But she saw it, she wanted it, and he said, yeah, I'll fly there, I'll fuck you, and I'll leave with no emotion. And she couldn't believe it. And when he told me he could do it, I just kind of looked at him. You know, I didn't want to get that big bubble eye look, but I was like, damn, you kind of cold. But he said it's okay. But he looked at me and told me that he could fuck me with no problem and then be cool with me the next day. I'm like, damn.
Wait, so she said, so she wants to him, but he doesn't want her, but he wants to fuck her.
He will fuck her just to fuck her, basically. He ain't fucking her because he want to fuck her. He said he would fuck her just because she want to be fucked. Apparently, this comes down to y'all don't turn down pussy.
Nah, because, I don't think he ain't good pussy.
I'll say that up front.
Some kitty scratching bite.
It's true though, but you're so mean.
Some kitty scratching bite, and to do it just to do it, you know, like what, is there gonna be a shortage that we don't know about? That's why he's doing it, or what? Like, if you gonna do it just to do it, then, like, really, there's no enjoyment in anything. You just gonna do it because she wants to fuck her, so you just want to fuck her just because she wants to fuck him. You know, it's like, you know, like, what are you, like, you know, a robot? Like, boom, here you go, on, oh, off. You know,
maybe he's a maintenance man.
My question is she attractive? Maybe, yeah. I don't know, maybe she's attractive.
You need to put travel on that bill.
I mean, when I was younger, my dick would fuck anything, but now shit, my dick tell me flat out, yeah, nay.
Actually, I got a chance to see a picture of her. And I did get a chance to see a picture of her. She sent him a picture on her phone, on his phone. I mean, she's all right. I'm going to be nice on my show. She's an average female.
See, my dick is already telling me no.
Hold on, though. Average is different in certain areas.
Oh, my goodness. My dick is already telling me no. Maybe she smells nice or something, or got bad head game or something. I don't know, but.
She doesn't look like me. And you've seen pictures of me, I think. Have you guys seen the pictures of me on Twitter? Shit, Mr. Satisfaction, I don't know what you look like. What'd you say?
Twitter, Google.
Fuck you. Did you just say Google? You Googled me?
Yeah, you can Google that. That's actually how I found you on Google.
Damn. I gotta go find out what the fuck is on Google. Shit. I gotta go check that shit. I gotta make sure I ain't got no damn pussy pics out there. Okay.
Hold on. Let me check that shit too. Hold on.
Mental note, let me go check. I gotta go do some checking. Mental note, go check Google. Find out what pictures are out there. Shit. I got a few photo shoots out there. I gotta make sure that they haven't been put the wrong place. Okay, she doesn't look like me. But then I'm an older person, so I really can't compare her to me because she's younger than me.
Well, does she have a nice ass or something? Does she, what, big titties or something? What? Pretty face? What is it? What stands out about her?
She's all right.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing stands out about her, really? Damn. Yeah, my dick is telling me flat out, nah. I mean, we're good.
I mean, but remember, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, just because I say she's all right, that doesn't mean that other people say that she's all right. I just say she's all right. You know,
but see, you said that she's all right. He said that he wants to fuck her just because she wants to be fucked. So evidently, she's not all right. She's just there.
But you know what though, man? She might have a good snapper. That snapper might be off the chain. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's a thrill of the hunt. She might have that hella fast snapper. Got you.
Yeah.
I mean, good snapper. I tell you what, I fucking ugly bitch. She got a good snapper now. I ain't even mind you.
Yeah. Now that's what you do just to do it.
Oh my goodness.
And for those of you who are listening, these are the type of conversations that go on V's After Dark, so you never know what's going to happen.
Oh my goodness.
So,
hey, you should put a poll up. Yeah, that's what you should do. You should be like, you should put a picture up, put a poll.
I can't do
and be
that.
Like, would you do her
that.
Just to do her, or would you do her because you want to do her?
I can't do that. I can't do that to anybody.
All right, I'll do it for you.
You know what? I can't. First of all, I don't have her picture. It was never sent to me. I saw it on his phone. Therefore,
okay.
I have to say that I didn't know what was going on. I got a caller. Can you guys? I'm going to put both you guys on hold, and I'm going to take this caller. I might have a surprise for you guys. Hold on for a second, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing tonight?
Hi, this is Andrea. Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Wait, hold up. I have an interview right now. So I'm sorry about that. Hi.
Hey, well, you know what? We're going to get this started and go quick because, you know, we on a time frame. We real short.
I know.
But so tell everybody about yourself.
I'm Andrea Morrell, or you guys can say India. I'm an ex-porn star. I used to do movies. I was in the industry over 11 years. I'm retired now. I have a couple things coming out, my book and music and a lot of other things, my own radio show. So, yeah.
Wow, did we do the really quick intro? Okay, let me give her the proper intro.
Yeah, we sure did.
And I'm going to give her the proper intro. This is former adult star India Morrell. She's sexy. She's beautiful. She is the host of Dial House Radio, and she has her memoirs coming out real soon. I've been following that. And I'm going to ask her some real quick questions. I already know she's in the industry for 11 years. Me and her have talked before, so she already know
yes.
I ain't got no good sense. You know,
right.
She know one of my, she knows my bestie, so she already know. Ain't no telling what the hell will come out my mouth. But
mm-hmm.
what I want to know, and this is what I'm really, I've been trying to get all up in your business. Tell me about this damn memoir. I don't give a shit about nothing else but this damn memoir because is this going to be a tell-all? Are you getting ready to just put some people on blast? What you going to
right.
do, girl?
No, with this book, actually, it's a memoir. I mean, yes, I have people in the book that I have dated and things happen with. So we will be talking about that, but I just want people to know that it's not a tell-all. It is a memoir. It just so happened it was, you know, a part of my life. Yes, I dated celebrities, and yes, I will be talking about that. But I definitely want, I did it because I wanted my fans to, one, get to know me, because they don't get to know a lot of the porn girls because they only see you on film. So with this book, you kind of get to get, you know, in my personal life and be nosy. So I'm telling all of my personal business so to let my fans more into my life. So that's the purpose of the book. And, you know, it's going to be good. It's juicy. It's definitely going to be juicy for everybody out there who want to hear the juicy stuff. So, but at the same time, you get to know about the India before porn and the India behind the scenes while I was in porn. So, yes.
And I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to ask you this because when I first started my show,
okay,
a person called in, and I don't allow anybody to be blasted on my show. I keep it classy
okay.
and sexy. I never let anybody
yes.
be blasted. But a person called in, and they were – I found out behind the scenes because they went into my chat room and said, but they were trying to blast you. And I was like, hey, be respectful. You know, I know who this
right.
is. And this person apparently is also in Atlanta with you. How do you deal with the haters? Because this person, I wanted to go ham. One of your
what did
friends
they say?
Was also, it was so disrespectful. You know, basically, you know, I've talked to you and you know Naomi has talked to you. And we know you. Well, I
yeah.
don't know you like Naomi does. But, you know, Naomi is my
right.
bestie. And
right.
Naomi happened to be in the chat room, and I don't think he realized that she was in the chat room that night.
Right.
You know, she was just chilling up in there, and he was just like,
and shout out to Naomi.
My bestie. Oh, my God. I can't. You know, I was mad I didn't make it to Chicago, but I was in Cali, so I'm cool. But he, you know, I wanted to ask you because apparently this guy is a sure enough hater. Apparently he has a show also
yeah.
on Blog Talk. And
oh,
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I cannot remember his name, but he wanted to go ham on you. And I said, this is not the show for that, baby. You know,
right.
I don't go ham on nobody. especially in the adult industry. I'm part of the adult industry. I'm not about to go ham on nobody. I love people too much. Plus, I love making money.
Oh,
I
he
never
came
knew.
On your show tonight and wanted to go ham.
No, not tonight. This was my
oh.
first start of my show a few months ago. And I can't even remember who he was. But he went into
I
my chat room.
I think I kind of know what you're talking about because I had a stalker for a minute. And this person was everywhere I was at. So maybe it was that person. And, yeah. But you know what?
Says,
I don't care. I really ignore people when it comes to that. When it's negative, I don't see you. You know what I'm saying? If I pay attention to the negative people, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I kind of just like I brush them off. I don't even see you. My glasses are on at night. I don't see haters at all. Like you know, you have to keep it positive. Keep people around you that support what you're doing. So that's how I do it. So.
And the only reason why I asked that because like I said, he went up in my chat room, and I'm just like when I wouldn't allow him to say what he. When I wouldn't allow him to say anything on the show because he kept saying, well, porn stars this and porn stars that. And I'm like, he didn't say your name, but he kept running to him. And he's like, I was like, we're not blasting nobody on my show. I don't do
right,
that.
Right.
You know,
and then you, your best friend is a porn star, too. So why would, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Like,
but most people don't know that. I mean, you got to realize people
right.
think when they hear that that's my bestie. Oh, they just say that because they're on the radio. You know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, because people say, oh, you, and think about it, everybody takes pictures. You never see pictures of me and Naomi together.
Mm-hmm.
we take pictures, but mm-hmm. I never post them because these are like personal pictures that we do. It ain't for the public to see. When we take pictures in public, then everybody kind of know it's us, and then they see us in the public view. They don't see
right.
our private lives.
Right.
You know, but they think that when they see us, oh, they just say they're friends. Because, you know, we do the friend acting silly. Hey, you know, they're jumping up and down. You know how girlfriends do.
Right, yes.
They don't go out to each other in private. It's like, what's up? What you mean?
Right.
That was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they listen to her show and then hear some of the conversations that we be having because then they know about
oh,
my life.
God.
Well, we ain't got no good sense, but, you know, that's the beauty of having a bestie that, you know, you talk to and you both have shows and we talk about, we always talking about sex.
Right. Well, that's a good subject, so. So,
other than the memoir, what else do you have going on? Because, like I said, you know, I've been following you for a while and, you know, that's how
okay.
I knew because you was editing the book the other day and I was
yes.
like.
Yes. Yes, and I mean, and it's crazy because when you're talking about your personal business, it's kind of crazy for me because I remember, like, taking stuff out the book, starting over, throwing stuff away. Like, I can't talk about this. So it's really nerve-wracking. At first, it was nerve-wracking for me because I didn't know how far I should go. You know, how much should I tell you guys? So, you know, I decided that if I'm going to do it, then you got to keep it 100. So, you know, that's just not, you know, that's the only thing with the book why it's taken so long, because I started over so many times and have so many different versions of it, and I decided to just keep it real and just tell it how it is. So, yeah.
That sounds fun. If I ever wrote a story on my life, it'd be the days of everything that I do.
Right. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. I definitely think everybody should do a book, you know, especially about your life, because people love that. People love to hear about other people's issues. So
oh,
I think it's good.
I got some issues that they wouldn't want. They'd be like, oh, tell that bitch to shut
right.
up. Right. They probably say that when I'm on the radio at night. They probably say that all the time, be like, 2 hours on Tuesday, be like, oh, Heffa, please be quiet.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what? Because we got such a short amount of time, but I got like about
yes.
5 minutes left with you. Now,
okay.
I don't know if you had a chance to really hear my show, but I got this little
mm-hmm.
area called the V-Spot. And you know, nobody is excluded. I don't care who they are. In the V-Spot,
yes.
I'm going to ask some shit that, like I said, my scripted questions, those was actually quick, so we did pretty good.
Yeah, good. See?
But you know what? Because I already knew about you, I kind of knew what I was going to ask you. And like I said, the memoir was the big thing, and I wanted to talk about
okay.
oh, and I wanted to talk about Dollhouse Radio, you know, but we're going to get
yes.
that plug in because we got to get your plugs
okay.
in before we get off.
Okay.
But the V-Spot is where I take all my guests in. It's just they're uncensored, unfiltered questions. We're adults, so we have grown folks conversations.
Of course.
And the V-Spot is where you never know what the hell I'm going to say. I might ask you if you ate a pussy yesterday. I might ask you if you got your ass set.
Right.
I never know what I'm going to ask you. So are you ready to
okay.
go to the V-Spot?
Let's go.
Well, you know, it's been a while. You're a former adult star.
Right.
My question is, and now that you're no longer in an adult industry, have you eaten any good pussy?
I like girls, so yes.
I said lately.
Lately, like as in 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I'm real funny on girls, though. Like, I'm picky. I'm worse with girls than guys. Like, with girls, you got to be extra clean. You know, I'm real picky with girls. Like, I don't just go down on any girl. So she got to be right.
I just had the fresh cat conversation.
Right. Come on. You know, yeah. Like, don't come over with the smelly stuff. It ain't going to happen. I'm going to send you home. But I definitely love girls. Yes, I'm still a freak. I don't think that's going to go away. So,
I hope not. I mean, that's like what, like, those pictures you sent me. I was like, oh, my God, she is so beautiful, you know.
Oh, thank you.
And they were so, you know, well, I didn't expect anything, not tasteful anything. Anyway, you know,
right.
I never, but I was just like, damn, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to look like that.
Right, you're so silly. Oh, thank you.
That's because I when I say I grew up, I grew out. Now I got to get back small. But, I had to take you to the V-spot, you know. So, my other thing, are you a dominant or a submissive?
Oh, no, I'm dominant. Like, when it comes to girls, I'm definitely have to
I'm talking about either one.
Like, yeah, with guys, too. Like, well, with my relationships. Except my ex-husband. It was a little different with him. He was kind of bossy. But everybody else, I think after that relationship, because I was so young when I got with him, after that I really became like, look, I'm going to be the dominant one because I don't like nobody to tell me what to do. So I'm working on that because I just don't like being told what to do. So
well, I've got a couple
I'm,
of callers.
I'm for the most the dominant one. Huh?
I got a couple of callers. Can you take a couple of questions?
Sure.
Let's see. I'm going to find out if Ross got a question. So, Ross, I'm going to pull you on, so let me know if you got a question. If not, I'm going to go to Mr. Satisfaction because I know his ass always got something to say. Hey, Ross, you're on with India. Do you have a question for her? Okay, Ross is just listening, chilling. Ross don't have no questions. Let me go. Okay, let me go to Mr. Satisfaction. Hey, Mr. Satisfaction, you're on with India. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I got it's like a combination question. One, it's like, well, what made you, retire from the industry and all that? And two, what was your best moments?
What made me get into the industry?
So
he said retire.
Retire from the industry. I think the retirement came because, to me, they're not making money no more. Not like, what we used to make, and that's it's the honest truth. It's just a different industry, a different day. And I feel like if I'm going to be taking off my clothes, I need to get paid and compensated for it. So it needs to be paid in my – I need to get, what I feel I'm worth. So I kind of felt like the money wasn't the same. I've done it for so long, and I think at the same time – it's time, at one point you have to pass the baton on and let somebody else have that. And it's so many beautiful black girls that are in the industry right now. And, and a lot of them are doing good. So, it was just time for me to move on at the same time and do something else. So that's why I retired.
Okay,
so I have a lot of reasons why I retired.
And what was your best moment in the industry?
Let's see, when I thought I was cute one day on set and, got my makeup done, just did a scene with Lacey Duvall, and I'm walking and the cameras are on me and I think I'm all that, and I'm like, bye, everybody, and I fall down the stairs. So that was a great moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you got to, it was funny, so, hey.
I missed shit. I just did Lacey
Duvall.
Right, I missed
it, and then I fall. Right.
And
great.
Just fall down like, damn, I gotta
like,
laugh.
Look at her, isn't she cute? So, yes.
Okay.
That's a funny moment, too. That's a cute, funny moment. I hope that's in
the
book.
Yeah, it is a cute, fun. It was, because people were, like, there behind the scenes, so I really thought I was looking good, and, so whatever.
Well, Mr. Satisfaction, I'm glad you had your question. You know, I'm getting ready to put you back on hold because I'm getting ready to wrap it up with India. But
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for calling in, baby, because, you know, we got to have you back on the show later too, Mr. Satisfaction.
That's what's up. You know, I'm about to land on some stuff anyway.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Well, you know, we did the quick interview, but I got all my questions in. But you know what?
Yes.
We got to get the plug in. How can people contact you and follow you? What's going on with you?
Okay. So if you guys want to follow me, I'm on Twitter. Now, it's a lot of fake accounts. I just want to put that out there. We got a lot of catfishing going on. It's a girl out there that's imitating me, and she's asking guys for their phone numbers. She's actually, I found out she was taking money from guys. So I want to say to the guys out there, any fans who, you know, if they think they're getting their phone number, I don't give my phone number out, number one. So you didn't get it from me. You're talking to a fake person. Always make people get on camera. It's 2013 right now. Everybody should have a webcam. Everybody should have some type of phone, Galaxy, iPhone, something. They have a camera on it. So make people get on camera because I will never ask my fans for money just random. That would never happen. That's tacky. So just want to put that out there. But if you guys want to follow me at SexyIndia on Twitter, you can hit me on Facebook. I am India Burrell. And what else? Dollhouse Radio. We're live every Saturday, Sunday. We're on a break right now, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. But Dollhouse Radio, you can look us up, and that's how you can find me.
Yeah, and I was going to say, oh, you know what? Wow, okay. I can't see tonight, Lord. I was going to say, somebody else had a question, but they don't. I can't see. You know, I'm looking at, you know, I'm multitasking because I got the chat room open.
Right, you got the chat room going.
I got everything going, so you know my eyes be like going back and forth, and I'm still answering questions on Twitter.
But that's
and...
a host. You a host though. That's what you're doing. You running everything, so you're doing your thing.
You know, but I had to thank you for coming on because you know I've been trying for so long to get you on, and you know,
right.
I was like, gotta get her on because this time last year, a show wasn't even on my mind. You know, when we last spoke, it wasn't even like, it was like, okay, hey, I'm following you. You know, what's going on?
Right.
You know, good morning. You know, my normal good mornings, I found out I was waking folks up, so I kind of cut off some of my good mornings to people. Just out of respect, because I know I'm up at the butt crack of dawn. So,
mm-hmm.
So I tell people, if you don't get a good morning, it's not because I don't like you. It's just that some people I know that I'm disturbing their sleep, so I try not to disturb their sleep.
Right.
But, I got to thank you for coming on, and we definitely got to do this again. And
congratulations with you and your show. Like, you know, good show, good host.
I got some big announcements coming, you know, and, you know, maybe we could hook up because I'm gonna be actually in Atlanta in September.
Oh, yeah, call me. Let me know.
I'm going to be there. For all you guys who are listening, I kind of spilled a little bit of beans, but I will be in Atlanta in September. That's one of my appearances.
Yeah, you just told all your...
No, really, I didn't. I'm going to be there for an appearance, but it'll also be a personal thing. But I, you know, the announcements are coming out. We've got my PR person, if you're listening. Yes, I kind of spilled the beans a little bit, but I'll be there actually for some personal stuff. I'm going to be there for... Shout out to my cousin who got married. She jumped the broom. You know.
Oh wow.
So
yay.
I will be down there for the wedding reception. But naturally, since I'll be down there for the wedding reception, I'm gonna make a couple of appearances. I asked her if it was okay. Didn't want to disrespect her. She was like, go for it.
Right.
I think she wants some toys. That's why she told me.
Oh wow.
Well, you know, newlyweds.
Well, she's married now, and that's good. You got to keep the marriage spicy. So, you know,
I would say newlyweds, toys, you know, got to, you know.
Yeah.
She probably wanted that. You know, I know there's a motive behind it because she said yeah too quick.
Right.
Real quick. It was like, and then she asked me, was I bringing toys with me? I'm like, well, I hadn't thought about that, but I guess
right,
so.
Right, but I was
so
thinking about it, right.
You know, something going on. The gift registry didn't have my website listed, so I'm figuring that must be the private hint. But I got to thank you for coming on, and, you know,
well, thank
you guys.
Again for having me.
You know, and for those of you, make sure you listen to Dollhouse Radio, because
yes.
you know, and big shouts out, and, you know, and if her hater is listening, now you see why. I have respect for everybody. I didn't even call out your name. I can't remember it anyway.
Right, exactly. So make sure you guys check for my book, Infamous. It's called Infamous Memoirs of a Shipwreck Star. That will be available for you guys August 30th. So it's going to be on Amazon. It's going to be on Amazon, your Kindle, wherever. It's going to be everywhere online. The online stuff is great. I love online. I put out a book in 2011. It did great. But our online sales kicked ass. So I love online. So I want to definitely, like, if you guys want more information about the book, just hit me on Twitter at SexyIndia. And I'll be posting stuff about the pre-sales if you want to get it a little earlier before everybody else. So
yeah, I've been, like, all nosy. It's, like, 5 in the morning. I'm tweeting, and she's, like, going over the memoir. I'm, like, oh,
right,
shit,
right.
I ain't worried about it.
Right, right.
That's why I had that on top of my list. I got to ask her about this because I'm being nosy, you know. And it's posted all over your Twitter page, so it's not really anything private. But I was like, I got to ask because, you know, I'm nosy like the rest of the world. I tell everybody I wants to know.
Well, I can't wait till you read it and, you know, give me the feedback and stuff. But definitely I'm excited
about
it. But thanks. What'd you say?
Is it any hot sex in there?
Oh, it is. I'm not going to lie. Like, honestly, back in my porn days, like, I was a party girl. And if anybody knows a party girl, I'm from L.A. I was, you know, born and raised in Compton. Being a party girl in Hollywood and just been in that lifestyle, it's just really a lot. I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. Oh, it's okay. Just being, like, in that lifestyle, you just, like, around a lot. And I was really, I look back on some of the stuff I wrote, I said, damn, I was wild. I just can't believe half of the stuff I did. But, I mean, when you're young, you're having fun. So I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. I'm not going to take nothing back. It is what it is. I live my life, and I'm still living it. So.
Okay, so just dog, when you do my copy, just dog your the pages.
What'd you say?
Dog your the pages for me. Like, okay, you got to read this.
Girl,
just
send mine
separate with the dog ears.
Right. So,
and then
I'm
I'll go back and read
excited.
The rest of it. You know,
right,
I don't have
right.
It. You know, I'm going to say some crazy shit. You know, I can't be Naomi's bestie and not be crazy. I done found out that's a requirement to be her bestie, to be crazy.
Right. And shout out to her. You know what? She's one of the girls that I always liked, Naomi. I think she's a classy black girl because, you know, some of these girls, they ratchet. And I definitely love and I respect Naomi because she definitely brings class to the game. So shout out to her. Definitely love her.
Big shout out to my bestie. And bestie, you know I love her. You know, as they say. I'm mad. No, they acted a fool in Chicago. I've been talking about, I wasn't even in Chicago, but I've been hearing about Chicago. It's like every time I talk to somebody who was in Chicago, they're telling me what's happened, so I had to find out from her what happened, and I found out from her, and then I talked to somebody else today. And I was like, damn, the year I don't
go to Chicago. Missing everything.
You know what? I was in New Orleans. New Orleans is never going to be the same, so I tell everybody I had fun down there.
Right,
I had never been.
Did you go to the Essence?
No, I actually went for my birthday the week afterwards. So
okay.
I think Essence, I probably would have been even more crazy. But But I got to thank you because I got to wrap up and I got to make sure I let
everybody
know.
Right, you sitting here talking to me like we on the phone.
You know what? This is what I do on my show. I have regular chat. I don't do regular interviews. I can't do regular interview. I think it's boring.
No, you know what? And I'm with you. Nobody want to hear the boring conversation. How long you been in an inchie? How many guys that you have sex with? Nobody want to hear that. So I definitely applaud you for that. I like that.
I love
so
girl
good.
Talk. I tell everybody, even when I post stuff, I'm going to have girl talk. I'm not going to sit here. I do have questions that, as an interviewer, I have to ask. But
of course.
You know, I chit-chat. This is what I do because I think that it's more real. When you're having a regular chit-chat conversation, people listen.
They do.
You know,
they do.
If I say, well, how many dicks did you suck? Did you do this? Did you do that? Then they'd be like, okay, well, shit. Then somebody else asked her that.
Right, I already heard that interview.
Me, I like to chit-chat. I tell him that's why I love Roger, because I get to chit chat.
Right.
And
I appreciate you again. Thank you for letting me. I'm calling tonight. I love you guys out there, and make sure you guys keep it locked right here with her every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Is it Eastern Standard Time, or are you on what, Pacific Standard Time?
I'm on Eastern.
Eastern Time, right? Yes.
Yeah. But I will talk to you later, and I want to thank you for calling in. We gotta do this again. You know, we really gotta.
Yes,
have
of course. Just let me know
once the book is released. We gotta talk about.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll go over like after you read it, and you can like kind of ask me whatever, and I'll come back on.
I love that.
All right.
I love to read too. I will talk to you later, and thank you. Have a great
evening.
Okay,
thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, you guys, that was India Morrell. You know, we got a little short, but we got her in. I got to make announcements for you guys because we got to wrap it up. I got Destiny Dream coming on October 13th. Cali Dreams, believe it or not, I got two dreams coming on, Destiny and Cali. August 13th, Destiny Dream. August 20th, Cali Dreams. Next week, I got the middle film star, Lil Freaky, coming on. I got to ask him about his dick because I can never see nothing without his dick and something. Guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, Ms. V the Toy Lady. We're going to go straight into this week's toy demo. For those of you who have been listening, yeah, we're wrapping this up quick. This week's toy demo is the Wand Essentials Attachment. The Tingler Tip is available on the homepage. It is what goes on the tip of the wand. This, like I told you guys, is $21 on the homepage. This bitch did make me squirt. Got to let you guys know before I get to this real quick that if you want to follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. I'm going into our live toy demo. Again, I got to thank my guest tonight, Miss India Morrell. And guys, I know you didn't get a chance to prepare, but I want you to sit back, listen, and prepare to come. And this is what it sounds like. It's my regular wand with a nice-ass tip on it. Ooh. Oh, and for you guys to know, this has adjustable speeds. I think I'm on speed 4 or 5 right now. This has 7 speeds. Okay, fuck. I can't do this with y'all tonight because I'll be in a world of trouble. I got to thank you guys for listening, and make sure you tune in next week. I will talk to you later. Next week. Bye.